but before I could say anything, she suddenly asked me to hold her.
Why?
I asked, caught off guard.
To charge my batteries, she said.
Charge your batteries?
My body has run out of electricity. I haven't been able to sleep for days now. The minute I get to sleep, I wake up, and then I can't get back to sleep. I can't think. When I get like that, somebody has to charge my batteries. Otherwise, I can't go on living. It's true.
I peered into her eyes, wondering if she was still drunk, but they were once again her usual cool, intelligent eyes. She was far from drunk.
But you're getting married next week. You can have him hold you all you want every night. That's what marriage is for. You'll never run out of electricity again. The problem is now, she said. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. I'm out of electricity now.
Lips clamped shut. She stared at her feet. They were in perfect alignment, small and white. They had 10 pretty toenails. She really, truly wanted somebody to hold her, it seemed, and so I took her in my arms. It was all very weird. To me, she was just a capable, pleasant colleague. We worked in the same office, told each other jokes, and had gone out for drinks now and then. But here, away from work, in her apartment, with my arms around her, we were nothing but warm lumps of flesh. We'd been playing our assigned roles on the office stage, but stepping down from the stage, abandoning the images that we had been projecting there, we were both just unstable, awkward lumps of flesh, warm pieces of meat kitted out with digestive tracts and hearts and brains and reproductive organs. I had my arms wrapped around her back, and she had her breasts pressed hard against my chest. They were larger and softer than I had imagined them to be. I was sitting on the floor with my back against the wall, and she was slumped against me. We stayed in that position for a long time, holding each other without a word.
"Is this all right?"
I asked, in a voice that did not sound like my own. It was as if someone else were speaking for me. She said nothing, but I could feel her nod. She was wearing a sweatshirt and a thin skirt that came down to her knees, but soon I realized that she had nothing on underneath. Almost automatically, this gave me an erection, and she seemed to be aware of it. I could feel her warm breath on my neck. In the end, I didn't sleep with her, but I did have to go on charging her batteries until 2 in the morning. She pleaded with me to stay with her until she was asleep. I took her to her bed and tucked her in, but she remained awake for a long time. She changed into pajamas, and I went on holding and recharging her. In my arms, I felt her cheeks grow hot and her heart pound. I couldn't be sure I was doing the right thing, but I knew of no other way to deal with the situation. The simplest thing would have been to sleep with her, but I managed to sweep that possibility from my mind. My instincts told me not to do it.
"Please don't hate me for this," she said. "My electricity is so low, I just can't help it."
"Don't worry," I said. "I understand." I knew I should call home, but what could I have said to Kumiko? I didn't want to lie, but I knew it would be impossible to explain to her what was happening. And after a while, it didn't seem to matter anymore. Whatever happened would happen. I left her apartment at 2 o'clock and didn't get home until 3. It was tough finding a cab. Kumiko was furious, of course. She was sitting at the kitchen table, wide awake, waiting for me. I said I'd been out drinking and playing mahjong with the guys from the office. "Why couldn't I have made a simple phone call?" she demanded. "It had never crossed my mind," I said. She was not convinced, and the lie became apparent almost immediately. I hadn't played mahjong in years, and I just wasn't cut out for lying in any case. I ended up confessing the truth. I told her the entire story from beginning to end, without the erection part, of course, insisting that I had done nothing with the woman. Kumiko refused to speak with me for 3 days. Literally. Not a word. She slept in the other room, and she ate her meals alone. This was the greatest crisis our marriage